With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. We are still a little more than 60 days from Election Day, but early voting is about to get underway. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
At the end of this week, the first mail ballots get sent to voters, and early in-person voting will start as soon as September 20th in some states. The first batch of ballots typically sent out are ones to military and overseas voters. Under federal law, that must happen at least 45 days before an election, which this year is September 21st. But some states start earlier. North Carolina will begin sending mail ballots to all voters who request them this Friday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, trouble in Paris, French politics deadlocked since an early parliamentary election in July. It ended without a party with an outright majority in the National Assembly. Leaders of France's main liberal coalition accusing President Emmanuel Macron of denying democracy.
Macron rejected the new Popular Front's candidate to form a new government following July's inconclusive election. Macron rejected their nominee for prime minister by saying his decision to deny a new Popular Front-led government is aimed at ensuring institutional stability. The French president has the sole power to name the prime minister, according to the Constitution.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Investigators with the NTSB remain at the scene of that bus crash in Mississippi that killed 7 people and injured 36 more early Saturday morning. Spokesman says they're looking at how well the tires on that vehicle had been maintained. And members of the Abilene Christian University football team in Texas have been injured. A team bus crash late last night near Lubbock, Texas. One player, 2 coaches, and the driver were taken to a hospital. This is SRN News. Yet another major company abandons the LGBT agenda.
Lowe's, the giant home improvement chain, says it will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, the leading LGBT pressure group in the country. Officials with Lowe's no longer sponsor gay pride parades. This is just the latest case of a big retailer responding to backlash from a growing number of Americans who want the places they shop to stay neutral when it comes to politics and such hot-button cultural issues as homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court clearing the way for Florida to enforce a ban on so-called gender-affirming care for youngsters. That decision blocks a lower court order against the ban while the matter is appealed. The law prohibits kids from being prescribed puberty blockers and hormonal treatments, even with their parents' permission. This is SRN News. A new report from Columbia University's Anti-Semitism Task Force describes a very hostile climate today for Jewish students.
The report released Friday also recommends university-wide training and better reporting measures. The report comes days before the start of a new school year and in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that shook the Ivy League school in the spring. The task force heard from Jewish students who described being ostracized from student groups and subjected to harassment. The report also recommends broadening the definition of anti-Semitism and the ways it can manifest. Keith Peters reporting.
California lawmakers approving a host of proposals on artificial intelligence. Now, the bills are aimed at regulating the industry, combating deep fakes, and also protecting workers from exploitation by this rapidly evolving technology. More details at SRNnews.com.